tonight, Ghana Gold Board gives foreigners 16 days ultimatum to exit the local gold trading market. As they serve notice, dealing in gold without a license from the regulator is a punishable offense.
Now, no foreigner will be given a license to go and buy gold. If you're a foreigner and you want gold, you apply to the gold board. The gold board has an arrangement with you. You bring money. We give the money to Ghanaian citizens who are licensed. They buy the gold for the gold board. We'll ship the gold to you. It's as simple as that.
We have details as the board nullifies the licenses of all gold dealership firms in Ghana.
If they're under reasonable suspicion that you are dealing in gold illegally, they can search, and if they have cause to believe that you are engaged in illegal gold trading or smuggling, they can seize your gold, they can impound, they can confiscate.
We have details here on Top Story, as always, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, the message is clear. Get licensed or get out. That's the order from the Ghana Gold Board as it gives foreigners trading in gold less than 3 weeks to exit the local market or get arrested. Because starting May 1, dealing in gold without a gold board issued license is a criminal offense. This follows the recent passage of the Ghana Gold Board Act, Act 1140, by Parliament on March 29 and its swift assent by the President on April 2. In a statement issued earlier today, the board served notice that all licenses previously issued to small-scale gold dealers by the Precious Minerals Marketing Company, PMMC, officially ceases to be valid. My colleague Faustina Safo joins me with details of that particular statement. Faustina, the board has also directed that all local gold purchases must now be done in Ghana cedis. Based on the Bank of Ghana's reference rate, what else does the statement say?
Well, a lot is in that statement, Brace, and the first paragraph of that statement highlights the importance of the passage of the Act. And it says, quote, all licenses issued by the Precious Minerals Marketing Company or the minister responsible for mines to a person other than a large-scale mining company to deal in gold have ceased to be valid. Now let me take you to the fourth paragraph where he says, however, to ensure smooth transition and respect for existing contractual obligations between licensed gold buyers and their off-takers, the Ghana Gold Board has resolved to allow for gold purchases and exports by persons holding appropriate licenses issued to them by the PMMC and the minister responsible for mines until the 30th of April this year.
Which means that after 30th, you cannot export gold if you have not been licensed by the gold board.
Indeed. Now, the fifth paragraph says that indeed, for the time being, all licensed persons or entities buying gold from the local market must do so in Ghana cedis at the price calculated by the Bank of Ghana, and they put a reference date there where you can go on the Bank of Ghana page to check the recent pricing and then work with that. Now, point eight is quite instructive, Brace. All foreigners are hereby notified to exit the local gold trading market not later than the 30th of April 2025. A foreigner may, however, apply to the gold board to buy or off-take gold directly from the gold board. And that is what Sammy Jainfi highlighted in the sound you just listened to earlier. Now, they end by saying it is worthy of note that it shall constitute a punishable offence for a person to purchase or deal in gold in the country without a license issued by the Ghana Gold Board. And that is taking effect from the 1st of May, which is less than 3 weeks from now.
Quite instructive there by that particular statement. If you are into gold dealership, of course, you hear this and you know exactly what is expected of you. By the 30th of April, if you don't get license from the gold board, it means that you cannot deal in gold in the country. If you are a foreigner, however, there is no option for you to buy. You can rather buy from the gold board, but not from the open market. Now, by this, from the 30th of April, only the Gold Board or licensed buyers, aggregators or service providers under its authority, that's the authority of Gold Board, can legally purchase or deal in gold in Ghana. Now, speaking on PM Express some weeks ago, before Ghana Gold Board Act was signed, the now acting managing director of the board, Sammy Jainfu, hinted that the revocation of licenses held by held by foreigners is their key strategy to deal with gold smuggling.
Maybe I would say three or four solutions to smuggling. Setting up the gold board is one, because once we have set up the gold board, the main smugglers, they know themselves. They are Ghanaians, but the majority of them are foreigners. Now, no foreigner will be given a license to go and buy gold. So hitherto, foreigners have a license from PMMC and the ministry. They are buying the gold to smuggle, but when you cut them, they say, hey, we have a license. Now, no Indian, no Chinese, no foreigner will be given a license by the gold board. We are sanitizing.
So all existing licenses will be revoked?
If you're a foreigner and you want gold, you apply to the gold board. The gold board has an arrangement with you. You bring money. We give the money to Ghanaian citizens who are licensed. They buy the gold for the gold board. We ship the gold to you. It's as simple as that. We will not give money to a foreigner to go and buy gold for us. Ghanaians can buy for us. That's number one. So when you have this structure system and you take out all these people, it helps. Number two, because you have gold board, you are able to know those who are licensed and go after those who are not licensed, who are dealing in the trade. Then number three, the price that you are giving the miners and the traders must be fair and competitive. If it is unfair, chances are that they would want...
You made the point, you said you set the price with
them. So we are setting the price with them to make sure that there's a win-win, competitive, fair price. You get my point? So that is another thing. Then the next one is enforcement.
So that's the acting managing director of the Gold Board, Sammy Jainfu. Now, he explained further that under the proposed Gold Board framework, a task force will be set up to ensure compliance to the law.
We are not enforcing the law on gold smuggling. And we don't know the agency that is dedicated to the fight against gold smuggling. We are not. We've left it to the normal security agencies. We are not. But now you're going to see in this bill special powers given the gold board.
Such as
the right to appoint inspectors, gold board inspectors, who have the same powers as police officers, who have powers to come to your office if they are under reasonable suspicion that you are dealing in gold illegally. They can search, they can ask for documents, and if they have cause to believe that you are engaged in illegal gold trading or smuggling, they can seize your gold, they can impound, they can confiscate, okay? They can go to court for search warrants. They
by
can
themselves.
Go for injunction. They by themselves.
So the attorney general is ceding part of his powers
exactly.
To that special inspector.
Exactly. Then with the gold board can maintain a task force in collaboration with other security agencies. And we are going to do that with national security. The Ministry of Interior, the Ministry of Defense are all going to be involved. This is going to be special. And we know the rules. We know those involved in the smuggling and all that. We know. And you trust me, you will see what will happen. Let the bill be passed and let the president assent it. You can't totally eliminate them, but you will see for the first time gold smugglers being arrested, their gold being seized, and they being taken to court, prosecuted, and some being convicted.
So that was Sammy Jainfu, the lawyer. Sammy Jainfu is the acting managing director of the Gold Board. Let's broaden the conversation here on Top Story and bring in media relations officer of the Ghana Gold Board, Prince Kwame Minka, who has joined me on the line. I also have the National Communications Officer for the Small Scale Miners Association, Abdul Razak, will be joined by a civil society activist who has vast experience in the natural resources space. But Kwame Minka, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, if I read your statement, It says, and I want to quote exactly what is written in the statement, that you know, the fact that all licenses issued by the Precious Minerals Marketing Company and or the minister responsible of mines to a person other than a large-scale mining company to deal in gold have ceased to be valid. Why not get them to continue the process if they are following the due process as demanded by law?
The gold board act, which is Act 1140, 2025, that was recently passed by Parliament and then subsequently assented to by the President of the Republic of Ghana. So per this development, we are moving into a new chapter where all the licenses that were issued by Precious Minerals Marketing Company or those that were issued by the minister responsible for mines to persons other than large-scale miners, you know, large-scale mining companies to deal with gold have all ceased to be valid. So the basis of this is it's got to do with the promulgation and then Federance assent to the act by the President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama.
But what would be the difference between those whom you'll be licensing this time around under the gold board and those who are licensed by the PMMC?
So the difference here is what you indicated in point 8, where you mentioned that, look, all foreigners, where we mentioned our statement that all foreigners are hereby notified to exit the local gold trading market not later than 30th April 2025. Now, this is expected to, as we've indicated, in the form of the Act, to ensure that there's a formalization within the sector and then capacity is given to the Ghanaian miner or to Ghana so that we'll be able to, by extensively, you know, show up our local currency, which is the Ghana cedi.
So I get what you want to do with the foreigners, but in terms of the Ghanaians who also have licenses to deal in gold, by this statement, it means that their licenses also ceases to be valid, not so?
Yes, their license ceases to be valid.
Uh-huh.
And so you're going to deal with gold board, which per the new law, which per the law, becomes the sole license dealer or the sole buyer, assayer of gold.
But that's what I wanted to find out. I mean, these are people who have been licensed by the company you were just before this act was passed by Parliament, PMMC.
Yes.
Why ask them to stop if they are doing what the law asked them to do when they were operating under the PMMC? Why not allow them to continue?
So they are by this going to engage Gold Board. You know, they are by this going to engage Gold Board, and they are still going to be you know, doing business as usual. But just at this time round, Gold Board becomes that sole entity which is mandated by law to deal with the trading of gold.
Wasn't PMMC the sole entity that was dealing in gold or that could license you to buy gold?
PMMC, if you look at the difference between PMMC and then Gold Board becomes the sole buyer, trader, exporter, assayer of gold. But with PMMC, those functions were limited.
So my question is about the dealers.
Because the functions were limited, the gold trading business in Ghana was not formalized.
Okay.
So you have foreigners buying gold. So with Gold Board now, the system will become formalized. And then we can have Gold Board being at the center of it, controlling everything. And that foreigners will now be buying gold from Gold Board.
What problems were the involvement of the foreigners causing Ghana?
Okay, so the problems that the involvement of foreigners were causing was that it was not inuring to our benefit. You know, Ghana needs reserves, gold reserves, that will, by extension, help in ensuring that we have enough dollars to be able to show up our city. And so with Gold Board being at the center of it all, we'll be able to cater for these things.
So that's why you want to get the foreigners out and allow Ghanaians to play in this.
And also bring an end to smuggling.
But how will this end smuggling? I'm interested. How will this stop smuggling, really?
Because you're going to be dealing with Gold Board now as a sole entity. Without Gold Board, you can't sell, you can't trade in gold. And the foreigners, as per what pertains to the previous situation, were exploiting the system and they were smuggling, you know, the gold. But for now, with Gold Board being at the center of the mix, it will be easy to trace. It will be able to track. It will be easy to track, you know, those that we are buying the gold from and then exporting on their behalf.
Well, Cocoa Board, you know, by law, is the only organization mandated to be buying cocoa in Ghana. We all know that, right? But still, people smuggle cocoa out of this country. What's the assurance that just by having Gold Board, indeed, smuggling will end?
And that's why my chief executive officer, Tammy Yemfi, said, by reinforcing that point about ensuring that, you know, all that we have promised to do would happen. That is enforcement. He was reinforcing that point about enforcement. You know, so when the enforcement bit is tightened, as he has indicated, clearly we'll be able to deal with a smuggling bit.
Well, I want to understand. I mean, yes, you want to make sure that enforcement is strict, but Cocoa Board does all that, yet people do smuggle. So what is the game plan?
So the game plan here, in terms of dealing with smuggling, as I've indicated, is that Gold Board will be the center of attraction here. Gold Board will be the only company that you would tend to deal with in terms of buying, you know, assaying gold and by extension, exporting of gold.
So
and you know, the end game, again, has to do with the enhancement of our city and by extension, a greater transformation of our economy.
Mm. So all foreigners are hereby notified to exit the local gold trading market not later than 30th April 2025. So from today till 30th, they can buy gold. What if by 30th they have not been able to export all their gold? What do they do?
Well, we enforce the law. And you realize that ever since the whole idea of Gold Board came into the national conversation, you've not had anyone within civil society raising issues. Why? Because there's been extensive stakeholder engagement. And so we are all aligned and we are prepared to ensure that our economy grows.
All right. So if I'm a foreigner and by 30th of April I have gold and I'm not able to sell, what do I do? Do I sell it to you? Or
it to Gold Board. And then Gold Board will, by extension, ensure that the benefits that you used to derive from in terms of selling the gold, you get it. And also, our nation Ghana gets the benefits from the sale of the gold.
Okay. Stay with me. Let me bring in Abdul Hassan Razaki, who's Communications Director of the Association of Small Scale Miners. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, the understanding we have is that Gold Board is going to set the prices of gold in partnership with you. We understand that you've been part of the process ever since till today. What do you think will be the impact of this directive on your businesses as small scale miners?
Thank you for having me, and good evening to your good listeners. I think, like you rightly said, from day one, Gold Board, led by Honorable Sami Yemfi, has been engaging us as an association, and we've been collaborating, making sure that this Gold Board become a success to the nation. And with all the pricing and all the technicalities involved, we were represented. I think where we've gotten to is the pricing, just to see how best we can let it be a win-win situation whereby those who are doing the buying, those who are doing the selling, and then Gold Vault itself will benefit, and then the nation itself will get something out of it. So we, as an association, from day one, we've been collaborating with Gold Vault through the initial stages. It got to all the stakeholder consultation and all, even disseminating it to the regional level and those things. We've been moving, working hand in hand with Gold Vault until today, that they came out with this statement about revocation of licenses. I think that one too, you look at the statement very well. I think they've given some timelines so that people will not be frustrated. I think they will work within by 25th, by next month. I think everything will get rolling. Where we saw is the first point whereby the mention of artisanal small-scale mining, they go small-scale mining is fine. And then there was some small exemption of the large-scale mining or miners. That is where we will need to meet. But even tomorrow, we are meeting the chief executive to have an extensive discussion about the same Gold Board. So Gold Board is the meeting us, and then we have a very cordial. And we are to support, as an association, we are to support Gold Board, because many a times, so many people are complaining that we don't pay taxes, we don't do what and what. But if Gold Board is coming, and then they've even taken the withholding tax everything out, we as an association will support them so that smuggling and those things will be a thing of the past. And they will make sure that any person who smuggles the gold will hold you responsible so that Ghana will benefit, and then everything will pass through the Gold Board.
You said they've taken the withholding taxes out. What does that mean?
You see, if you read the budget, the minister on reading the budget brought out the withholding tax was something we, the association, the small scale mining industry were paying through the taxes to government, which is GRE, because it was 3%. We had discussion with them, and there was too much smuggling in the system. So we brought ideas. We brought the other Francophone countries who were doing the same thing, whereby they were running their taxes on 1% and those things. So it was reduced to 1.5. So by introducing the Gold Board activities and how it will be going, I think they revoked that one to make sure that we'll formalize the system and the right taxes will be paid, and make sure that Gold Board benefit from whatever transaction they are doing. So that is how the whole thing is.
So you are excited about the development?
So far as from day one, they did not exempt us, they did not take decision on their own, and they brought us in, and we know the in and out of it. Why? We are okay with it.
Okay. We pick signals that these foreign gold dealers sometimes resource you, the small-scale miners. How will you plug in the loophole that the absence will be creating?
All these things have been discussed through the Gold Board. They're resourcing us because those foreigners don't give us those resources for free. They also come out with conditions, and then they come out with what discounts and those things. So we put it across to Gold Board to make sure that whatever they will do, they should make sure that they also push us through that aspect. That is why when you look at the Gold Board concept, apart from buying the gold, they've agreed to resource the small-scale mining sector. They've agreed to geological investigation. They've agreed to do so many things to make sure that the industry will be formalized and be resourceful, so that at the end of the day, the nation as a whole will benefit, so that it will not attract these foreigners to even come in, because we have been attracted, we have been collaborated with the Gold Board, and then we have a cordial relation whereby whatever we need, Gold Board is provided. If they are provided, what is the sense of even going for foreigners, foreign monies? They can pass it through the Gold Board, so we will take the CDs and then move on.
Okay, so the assurance is that there won't be smuggling. Even if there will, it will be minimal as a result of the Gold Board, right?
Exactly, and we are all going to be watchdogs and making sure that anybody, because if the thing is coming to benefit all of us, why do we sit down as a people, as small-scale miners, for our colleagues
to be smuggling. It's not like these illegal activities, those people who are doing illegalities. We know them, they also know us. So the smuggling will help Gold Board to make sure that those smugglers will not get the chance to smuggle those goods.
Abdul Razak, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Abdul Al-Hassan Razak is Communications Director of the Association of Small Scale Miners. Let me bring in Samuel Bakwe. He's Executive Director, Center for Extractives and Development Africa. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, how best can the Gold Board, you know, go about implementing this particular law of theirs to ensure that there's win-win for Ghana and its citizens?
Thank you. I think as the gentleman who spoke mentioned, we understand that the underlying reason for the reason why Gold Board has come to play is to deal with the smuggling. The people who used to export the gold, they were by law required to bring in the forex. Unfortunately, they were not bringing in the forex. And because they were not bringing in the forex, the government saw the need to bring in the Gold Board and use the small-scale mining sector primarily to manage the forex of the country. But one thing I would say is that I think the Gold Board, as you mentioned, has been, in terms of multi-stakeholder consultation, they've consulted widely. But this is what I would say. It comes with a lot of responsibilities. First is the pricing. How much do you buy the gold? At what discount to the market price? We always have suggested to the Gold Board, and I think they may have adopted that, to adopt a market-led approach whereby you only have a discount to the market price and not to set your price, because we've seen example in other countries and we continue to advise the Gold Board. Hopefully they will continue to listen and ensure that they get a fair and the best policy to be implemented in this. Number two is the asset financing. As you just mentioned, some of these buyers, including the foreigners, were financing some of these small-scale miners. And the Gold Board has indicated in their law, and they have indicated that they want to also start asset financing. But the first thing they are probably going to start is the cash financing, whereby they finance certain aggregators, and the aggregators then go and finance the buying. So that's more on the cash financing in terms of buying the gold. But they may also want to support the asset financing by saying, do I buy the necessary machines, which is the pumping machines, potentially the excavators, the crushers, and all that. We have some models that hopefully will work with the Gold Board, and then they can accept. In other countries, one of the things they have done to reduce irresponsible mining, particularly for the hard rock areas, is to build what we call a centralized processing plant, which covers up about 20-kilometer radius. So, for instance, if you go to Western region, you could have built that in Takwa, and you built it closer to the mines, and all those mines will haul their rocks and come and crush it there. What does that give you? The Gold Board would have owned that, and they can do that on a PPP arrangement, public-private partnership, or even a boot arrangement in terms of build, own, operate, and transfer as well. There are different models that can work that investors may be willing to come in to invest. So they will own the processing plant. It means when I come there and process my ore, I am likely to get a higher recovery, probably even 80 to 90% compared to the recovery we are getting now, which may be between 40 to 50%. So that one, you are giving the small scale miners a lot of gold or a lot of value. And at the same time, you set up your buying centers right there.
Okay.
So that they can buy immediately the gold is produced.
Okay.
That is one option. But when you go to the colluvia or the alluvia areas, they use a lot of excavators. So if you are giving them excavators to go and produce, because the biggest thing that the input that they need is excavators, okay, is the fuel that they buy.
Okay.
If you are giving them excavators, I think the Gold Board were thinking about, and I think they should adopt a better pre-financing policy and implementation strategy.
Okay.
There are either you have a lease to own, or you own the machine and control the machine.
I'm grateful.
So they come to you and say, I want you to come and help me to mine my concession.
Okay.
And therefore you send your own operator with the excavator there, your own fuel, and you cost that. And whenever the person get the gold, they can pay you by selling gold to you, and you deduct your amount, and then he gets a share. That is one thing. or you can adopt the lease to own, whereby I can lease it to you, monitor you until you use it. I will control the way you use it so you don't destroy water bodies, among others. And then after you have finished paying on the lease payment, I would have handed over the machine to you. I think the Gold Board were a bit clinging to more of the ownership rather than the lease to own.
Okay, all right.
But then there is a need to put in a proper policy, a proper strategy, so that once they are implementing that, they would have tested it and go back to it and find lessons and continue to improve it.
Okay.
Other countries like Tanzania have tried that. Other countries like Peru have tried that. Some of them have been very successful. And those success stories, we are happy to even provide to the Gold Board to ensure that they will also be successful.
I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you, Samuel Beku.